If you have ruled out chronic illness as the origin of your horse's health and performance problems, then sorting out if there is a nutritional basis could be your next big challenge. In a moment, we will give you some ideas about how to determine a nutritional diagnosis. Welcome to this podcast from the Rutgers Equine Science Center. The Equine Science Center is a unit of the New Jersey Agricultural Experiment Station at Rutgers, the State University of New Jersey. It is recognized worldwide for its mission of better horse care through research and education to advance the well-being and performance of horses and the equine industry. Colic, developmental orthopedic disease, and laminitis are just a sample of the disorders affected by nutrition. When sorting out a nutritional diagnosis, the place to start is with a history of where and what the horse has been eating. If only one horse in a herd or stable is affected, and the other animals are on the same feeding and management program, the possibility that it is a feed-related problem is reduced, although certainly still possible. However, if more than one horse is affected, the likelihood of a reaction to a feed or management problem increases. Try to find the common denominator and how long the horses have been exposed to it. Ask people feeding if the horses are actually eating the rations. You may find that the ill one is the only horse that ate a new batch of feed while the others refused it. If there have been changes in the feeding or management program made just before the horse started showing signs of a problem, these changes should be the first place to start. Problems can occur with a sudden change in feed types or amounts, or with a new batch of bedding, feed, or hay. If no changes have been made, but illness or performance problems occurred suddenly, consider the possibilities of contaminated feed or exposure to toxins. And if feed and management have been the same for a month or more, and signs of a problem had a slow onset or are vague, consider long-term problems such as deficiencies or excesses in energy, protein, trace minerals, or fat-soluble vitamins. Another place to look is the paddock or pasture where a horse is turned out. Always look for toxic plants and evidence that they were actually consumed. Most toxic plants are not palatable to horses, and they avoid them unless the feeds are severely overgrazed or the horses are underfed. Look at what borders the fences, as the leaves and barks of many trees and shrubs are toxic, and drifting winds or outstretched necks can bring these toxic materials within reach. Clippings from lawns and ornamental shrubs can be lethal. Common toxic plants are described in the Rutgers Cooperative Extension Fact Sheet 062, Odd Things Horses Eat, which is posted on the Equine Science Center website. Don't forget to check the water source for evidence that the horses are drinking. For instance, inadequate water intake, which frequently occurs during cold weather, or if the water source is contaminated, can increase the incidence of impaction colic. Water sources may become contaminated with dead animals or blue-green algae, or may contain high amounts of trace minerals that interfere with the absorption of nutrients. For example, if galvanized steel tanks and copper pipes are in contact with each other, high levels of zinc can leach into the water, which will interfere with calcium absorption. Examine hay for mold, weeds, contaminants, and overall quality. Alfalfa hay should be checked for blister beetles, although they are often hard to detect and only a few are needed to cause severe illness or even death. If you suspect nutritional deficiencies or excesses to be the problem, you may want to get a nutritional analysis performed. Likewise, look for mold, contaminants, and abnormal odor in grains, pellets, and other concentrated feeds. Mold can be a particular problem in hot, humid weather, especially if using sweet feeds made with added molasses. Feeds with high fat content or supplemental oil can turn rancid over time or in hot weather. Oversupplementation of some vitamins and minerals can cause problems by creating toxic levels in the animal's body. Be sure to calculate the total intake of vitamins and minerals from all the supplements and feeds being given to the horse before adding yet another supplement. Only use supplements that are correcting a known documented deficiency in the ration. And very importantly, salt, also known as sodium chloride, is essential for the well-being of the horse and should be available to the animal at all times. There are several conditions that can be caused by nutritional problems. For example, anemia, developmental orthopedic disease, tying up, laminitis, to name a few. While a nutritional imbalance could be the culprit in these diseases, it is essential to eliminate any other causes. Blood tests are useful to rule out non-nutritional disease problems and to test for heavy metals. Not every nutritional problem is related to the feed. Some problems are related to the animal's ability to digest the food. If weight loss is a factor, have the horse's teeth checked and review the parasite control and vaccination protocols. Liver and kidney problems should also be on the list of things to rule out in cases of unexplained weight loss. Also, being aware of seasonal changes in pastures and paddocks, management and feed changes, and when new batches of hay, bedding, or grain are being used may offer solutions to what could be affecting your horse. The information in this podcast was derived from the Rutgers Cooperative Extension Fact Sheet number 894, which is posted on the Equine Science Center website. It can be downloaded at www.esc.rutgers.edu.